This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 27.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? Hey, welcome back. I want to focus today's Q&A show on, it's not so much a question I've gotten. I'm going a little bit off the theme of this particular show, but it's something that I alluded to on the previous masterclass. So if you haven't had a chance to check out that masterclass with Justin Williams, definitely check it out on the site. You can just go to flipempire.com/episode26. I want to encourage you, listen to that masterclass, because at the top of the show, you know, I felt compelled to kind of talk about something that has had a huge impact in the business, specifically this year, and something that I've also noticed in my personal life. And so while it's not necessarily a question that I'm going to be answering on today's show, it's just more of, let me just kind of go off the cuff here and just talk to you one-on-one here as you listen to me. And I want you to try to, hopefully this resonates with you, and hopefully it's something that you can internalize and just have a bit of a mindset shift or a tweak. And it's something that, nothing sexy, nothing you probably haven't heard of before. And it's something that I've known of for years, ever since I picked up my first personal development book, like in the late 90s. It's a common thread when it comes to self-growth, personal development, and definitely something that all successful people practice, right? And it's the idea that you get what you expect in life, okay? And so, you know, this is not something that's just applicable to business, although it's very relevant for what we're talking about here today and what we've been talking about in the previous shows. But again, I said that it's also had an impact on my personal life. And so, you know, are you the type of person that when you wake up in the morning, you know, do you expect to get results? You know, do you expect success? And I think that's something that you really need to kind of do some analyze yourself and really, you know, some internal thought and think about it. And as you go about the course of your day, you know, so many people are just, they kind of just operate like zombies, right? Like they just let the tide take them, so to speak. And they go throughout their day and they work and they do their thing. And then at the end of the day comes and they kind of fall into this routine. And it becomes acceptable to them. And, you know, they might not be pushing themselves. They might not be getting outside their comfort zone. And if you're listening to me and this is something that, you know, that kind of hits home with you, start here. Start with, when you wake up, expect the day to go the way you want it to go. And hopefully that's, you know, I mean that in a positive way. So, you know, if you're still working a job that you don't like and you know you have to go to that job and you know you're going to hate your day, expect something different, right? Expect change to come from what you think about, because, you know, everything starts with what's in between your ears. And I don't want to make this purely about mindset or purely about kind of the secret and law of attraction, because, you know, while I do believe in the law of attraction, I'm not one to think that, you know, you sit at home and you think about, you know, the big house and the cars and all that kind of stuff that people think about, and it's just going to happen. Like, you got to get up off your ass and you got to take action and you got to make things happen, right? I don't really believe in luck. I believe that people make their own luck. And I think that really the origin of that, I believe, starts with your mindset and with, if you expect success, you know, do you, I'm a big believer. And again, I talked about it on the show with Justin Williams. The last one is, you get what you expect, you know, and what you focus on expands. So are you the type of person that's focused on the negative? Are you the type of person that's focused on what you don't like about your life or the money that you're not making in your business, or you sent out a direct mail campaign and you didn't get any deals? Are you the type of person that is letting obstacles and challenges stop them from getting to where they want to go, or to where you want to go, I should say? Or you're the type of person that expects that, hey, I'm going to market and I'm going to get leads. I'm going to get deals. I'm going to make it happen. And when you encounter adversity and you get hit with some challenges, you realize that that might be par for the course, but you know that if you keep pushing through it, you're going to get what you expect. You're going to get what you want. And I keep saying that phrase because I really want you to internalize it. I want it to sink into your subconscious brain that, you know, if you don't have that mindset shift, and if you're the type of person that is just, you're living your life very average, I guess is the best way I can put it. Nothing's going to change for you. You know, you can listen to hours of this podcast and you can go through seminars and home study courses and all this kind of stuff. But if you just don't have the right attitude and the right frame of mind as it relates to how you go about the course of your day, then it's just not going to happen for you. You know, it's just, think about it. I mean, whatever you focus on, whether it's the lack of money or the abundance of money, that's what's going to come to you. Now, again, that's not to say that if you just think about these things, it's going to fall in your lap, because life doesn't work that way. Like, you know, there's a saying, I think it's Virgil. The quote goes, fortune favors the bold. I think that's Virgil or somebody. I might be butchering this, but whatever. The point is that fortune favors the bold, you know? So don't think that just because you have the right mindset, like things are just going to magically appear. Like, you got to go out there and make it happen, right? And everybody talks about taking massive action. And I think the reason that might be so overplayed, although very true, is because things just don't, you're not going to just have things magically appear in your life. Like, you got to like put in the work and you got to put in the effort and things will happen. But it's amazing that when you have the right attitude about things and when you have the right mindset, things align, you know, whether it's, my belief is that it's God, you know, God puts things in your life and aligns certain people in your life and certain situations and circumstances to help you get to where you're supposed to go. And for you, I'm not trying to push God on you. If you're not someone that's, you know, that believes in God, whatever it might be for you, the universe or whatever, I really feel that there's higher forces, something bigger than you that's operating here. And it's just a law, and it just works. And, you know, I don't even care to really understand why, but just know that, have the right attitude about things, you know? So as you approach your day, there's going to be challenges and there's going to be obstacles, but you got to have that, the type of belief system and the type of value system that those are the things that are there to help strengthen your muscles, build your muscles, and help you grow as a person. So anyways, honestly, I'm going off the cuff here, and I'm just something I wanted to get off my chest and onto this podcast, even though it's not necessarily a question and answer. Hopefully it's something that, you know, that you agree with. And even if you don't agree with me or everything I've said, you know, think about, I challenge you to really take stock of what are the thoughts that go through your head on a daily basis. And are those thoughts empowering you and moving you forward to what you want to accomplish and to your goals? Or are they hindering you and holding you back in any way? And I'm guilty of this. You know, I'm not always positive and go lucky. I mean, I have challenges that hit me like anybody else. And, but at least being consciously aware that these are things that, you know, that happen to people, I'm quickly able to kind of give myself a pattern interrupt and snap out of that state and start moving and start kind of, you know, Tony Robbins talks about motion creates emotion. And so when you're consciously aware of your thought patterns, and if your belief system is not supporting your goals and where you want to go, you know, you can snap yourself out of that state and you can quickly change your mindset and your, you know, just the vibe and the energy that you're feeling. Okay. And you know, if things are right in your life or they're not, and if you're truly happy or if you're not happy. So, I'm going to end it here. You know, comment below, let me know if you guys, if this is something that hits home with you, and let me know what your thoughts are. I'm looking forward here to the next masterclass. I mean, we have some pretty kick-ass guests lined up here. So definitely tune into the next masterclass. And if you're enjoying the show, I'd really appreciate it if you could head over to iTunes. Just go to flipempire.com/iTunes, and you can leave a rating and a review. And definitely subscribe, download, listen to the podcast. And if you have any feedback, I encourage that as well. If you think I ramble too much, or you just don't like the tone of my voice, or whatever it might be, I just want to hear from you, and I'm here to try to help you in your business and in your life. So, you can also contact me. Just go to flipempire.com and click on the contact tab, and I'm happy to hear from you. So I'd love to hear your feedback, and we'll end it there. I'll catch you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.